Thank you, Jerry, for the story, and thank you, praise team. I heard somebody say something about angels. Help us sound like angels. Well, I counted 8 angels up here. That was pretty cool. These praise team really works hard at this, guys, so let's give them a round. Then Christ came. I'm going to go ad lib for a second. I thought that was really interesting. Then Christ came. That's good news, right? That's good news for everyone here, everyone online, everyone in the entire world. Then Christ came. That's our hope. But there's a part that we have to play in that hope. So what I'm going to talk about today, my biggest struggle in my walk with God has come down to one word: surrender. I have a strong type A personality. I'm an extrovert. I'm ambitious, sometimes outspoken. I'm confident, but not afraid to be wrong. I'm not afraid to learn from my mistakes or to learn from experiences with others. I really enjoy being around people. But one of the downsides to my personality is my struggle to relinquish control. I like to do what I want, when I want, and how I want. We're here to be honest, right? There's been so many times that my life and attitude have been at odds with one another. It feels like a war going on within me, and I'm standing at a fork between two different paths. Anyone else ever feel this way? Anyone else ever ask yourself any of these questions? Will I be led by my human thoughts and desires, or by God's Word and the Holy Spirit? Will I follow the popular trends of the world or be obedient to God's Word? Will I believe in logic or trust in my faith? Will I depend on my own might and strength and decisions, or will I fully depend on the power of the Holy Spirit? Am I sold out to the culture of the world, or fully committed to God's kingdom? You see, in order to become a true Christ follower, it takes a heart of surrender. I know this applies to me, and at times I really struggle with it. Humanly speaking, this presents a major problem because our nature wants its own way. Our own self-interest and self-desires have been present our entire lives, from even before we could talk. This love for self is very natural, but at the same time, it is very destructive. This is a great quote by Neil Maxwell. Selfishness is really self-destruction in slow motion. It has been very popular in secular psychology to teach the concept of self-love. It teaches that you must love yourself more. The idea being, if I can somehow love myself more, everything else in my life will improve. The Bible teaches just the opposite. It teaches that selfishness and love for myself is the root of my problems, both inwardly and relationally. Selfishness and love for myself causes me to focus on what pleases me regardless of how it affects others. Selfishness and love for myself causes me to focus on my past, my hurts, my fears, and my circumstances. Selfishness and love for myself keeps me in a state of immaturity. spiritually and emotionally, and keeps me in bondage to my worries, fears, and selfish thinking. Of course, this is all a part of a recipe for self-destruction. What did Jesus teach? If I truly want to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, what choices do I need to make? In Luke 9:23, it says, "Then he said to them all, 'If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.'" So what does that really mean? We've all heard that hundreds of times. I flushed out a few things. According to this verse, it's a choice to look away from ourselves towards Jesus Christ by completely and totally entrusting our lives into his hands, surrendering what we want for what he wants. It is not natural for our flesh to surrender our hearts, our will, our minds, and all of who we are to Christ. Yet complete surrender to God's will is absolutely the key to growing into the man or woman of God that we are capable of becoming. Surrender is key to overcoming our past. We must let go and learn to open up our hearts again to truly love. Surrender is key to overcoming discouragement in order to find inner joy. Surrender is key to overcoming worry and fear by having a settled peace in our hearts daily. Surrender is key to overcoming anger and hostility in order to be patient with others. Surrender is key to overcoming doubt, which allows us to grow in our own faith. Surrender is key to overcoming bad, destructive habits and allowing us to have control over desires for things not good for us. Surrender is key to forgiving others and forgiving ourselves. By the way, do you know what I just gave you? I gave you the fruit of the Spirit. So in Galatians 5:22 through 23, Paul says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control." That last one gets me a lot of times. This is what Christ wants to produce in your life. Do you know what the next verse in Galatians says? So in Galatians 5:24 through 25, "And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit." The flesh is synonymous with a life of self-dependence. It is living a life independent of Christ instead of surrender to Christ. "Christ, God, don't worry about it. I got all this." Yeah, I mean, what do we really control and have? Nothing. This is another way of saying that those who are given over to Christ have died to self or the flesh, and are now surrendered to Christ. Every believer must choose a life of surrender. Surrender is a choice. In our human minds, the word surrender may carry the idea of giving up, of bondage or oppression. But biblically speaking, nothing could be further from the truth. The Bible informs us that God's thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are not our ways. Surrender to Christ means being released from the bondage of self to follow Christ and to live in liberty. Christ never forces surrender to himself. He holds open his arms and invites, but he doesn't forcefully dominate, control, or make decisions for people against their will. Again, In in Luke 9:23, notice he said to them all, if anyone would come after me. So back to the story I gave a while back of my father dating my mother, and she lived a long ways away, so he had to drive. He had several wrecks, speeding tickets. His mom was freaking out, like, Don, you need to find somebody closer to home. She lives too far. But he knew God wanted him with Peggy, so it's Don and Peggy. He made a choice of his own free will to go after and ultimately earn her affections. What if she had found out later that he had no choice and that someone made him go after her? What if her mom had threatened him and forcefully made him go after her, ultimately to marry her? How would Peggy have really felt? Would that have reflected how much my dad loved my mother? In some ways, God is the same. His character's been challenged. We talked about that in Sabbath school today. But his true love is he will not force you. Lording over and dominating individuals is not the way of love. It is not the way of Christ. Surrender is a choice that you are going to seek Jesus Christ above everything else. It is a freedom that you have. Complete surrender does not mean submitting to someone or something when you have no choice. Surrender is turning our lives over completely to one who is superior, is in total control, but who loves us deeply, and who has our best in mind. Every person must choose for themselves, self or surrender. So in 2 Corinthians 5:15, it says, and he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. Christ died for you to deliver you from sin and from yourself. Surrender means to submit to authority and cease resistance. The word submit, to whose authority do we need to submit to? Which is it going to be, our way or God's way? So cease resistance. That was an interesting word. So we're not going to resist anymore. What are you resisting today? What bad thoughts or unhealthy habits are you still clinging to? Where in your life are you being stubborn and rebellious? Are you resisting your present circumstances and giving up because you have failed God and yourself so many times? Have you ever tried over and over to do what is right, only to end up doing the same things you were doing? Or maybe even worse things. Are you resisting being vulnerable and letting people get close to you because you have a track record of getting your heart broken and betrayed? Are you resisting taking a leap of faith because you're afraid to fail and walk into the unknown? Are you resisting forgiving someone because you think that person does not deserve it? Are you resisting apologizing because your pride is too big and you don't really want to look weak? Are you resisting surrendering anything in your life you feel is more or just as important as God? I can go on and on about things we resist letting go of for God and the lies, fears, and excuses that we tell ourselves. I've struggled with surrendering certain things in my life. Worries, fears, anxieties, failures, relationships, cutting off people who were not good for me, both spiritually, emotionally, and physically. I struggled to give up things I felt God wanted me to let go of. You see, at some point I realized that deep down, I didn't trust God with every single area in my life. I could hand over some parts, but not quite everything. Let me hold on to this a little bit longer, God. To surrender to God does not mean that you stop everything that you are doing and wait for things to happen all by themselves. It does not mean that you give up on trying and feel defeated. It's completely natural and healthy to have goals, desires, and plans. That means that you are motivated and have a true vision for your life. But it's important that the vision you have for yourself is in line with God's vision for you. To understand God's plan for you, you need to let your Creator guide you and be willing to let go of anything and everything that interferes with your relationship with God. So, 7 ways to surrender to God. And there's certainly many more, but I like these 7. Acknowledge God. By admitting your need for a Savior, you are acknowledging that you cannot do things on your own or without God. In fact, you need Him to live. Thank God for being your Father and Savior every day and pray to Him. Pureness, sincerity, and honesty of your heart. Only you and the Lord know if your heart is pure and if you have a relationship with the Lord. Jesus promised that those sincere in their devotion to God would see Him. You may have asked God for control, but nothing will happen, no matter how much you praise God in words, if your heart is not sincere. Renew your thoughts. Romans 12:2 says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will." Recognize God's word. We need to fill our minds with God's wisdom. Spend time in God's word to be refreshed and reminded of the one and the only truth. It is also a means of bolstering your faith to live a meaningful life with Christ. Number 6, let go and let God. Obedience is a way to surrender to God. Furthermore, surrendering to God requires relinquishing control and asking God to take control of our lives and provide us with everything that we need. Number 7, worship the Lord. God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth. John 4:24. Our response to God is to live a surrendered life to Him, which also includes praise and worship. So I'm going to ask the musicians to come up, and I want to read one more verse and ask a few questions to think about as we close. There's a scripture that my father told me thousands of times as I was growing up. It will help in every challenge, every struggle, every temptation, every worry, disappointment, insecurity, every success, failure, win, loss, or really any decision, small or big, that you'll need to make in your life. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. Proverbs 3:5-6. So, I challenge you today, write this on your heart. Last story about my dad, but we're getting some work done after my father actually passed away and tearing some rooms out downstairs to sell the house. And the carpenter called me and said, "Jim, I got something down here I want you to come and see." And I'm like, "Man, I don't have time. I'm at work." He said, "Jim, I know you. You need to come down here. I want you to see something." So I go down to my dad's house, and actually I'm a little bit irritated. I'm like, "Oh, great. What is it now? It's going to be something that's going to cost us a ton of money, create all kinds of problems, stresses I don't need." I get down and I notice they tore out a lot of the walls, and there were all these odd boards laying around, and he'd cut several boards out. But he said, "Your dad built all this, didn't he?" I said, "Yeah, he was pretty handy." He said, "Well, look at this." He handed me an old board that he had cut out of one of the joists or the framing of the wall, and it said, written in pencil, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean lean not upon thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. And there were little verses periodically written all through the house. He cut those things out for me because he knew what that would mean to me. But my father kept that on his mind. It was important, and it should be important to us. So it doesn't have to be that scripture, but find some scripture that will encourage you and bring you closer to God. So this is on my heart. Is there something in your life you feel like God is asking you today to let go of? Are you fully surrendered to God's will for your life? Are you tired of trying to be it all, worry about it all, and hold on to things you know are not good for you? Do you want a closer relationship with God? Do you want to leave whatever you are struggling with at the feet of Jesus and allow God to help you deal with it? Good news, he is capable and he loves you, but he will not force you. Sometimes we all ask God, why will you not take this away from me? It's too hard. I am not sure I can surrender this one for you. Maybe God is asking you to give it up for him so he can show you how you do not need it. And what he has in store for you is far better than anything you can imagine. Surrendering to God is not easy. It is a daily, sometimes hourly struggle. And unfortunately, we can't beat it. Not on our own. Matthew 19:26. But Jesus looked at them and said, with man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. So we're going to continue with the last song. But if you would like for me or one of the other elders or anyone on the praise team, anyone you've seen in a leadership role today, serving this church, if you want us to pray for you or pray with you, see me after the service. I think it's important. It's more important than anything you'll do today. More important than our lunch. But I have a feeling that we all need a reminder that sometimes we have to surrender everything and hold on to nothing. And the peace that passes understanding only comes when we allow that. Amen?